Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're still collecting your nominations for the Obama Fab Cab and Uncab. We know you want the new cabinet to be fabulous. Post your suggestions for who to appoint and who to avoid to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we have one of your nominees coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Michael Pollan, who thought New Yorkers would care so much who the agriculture secretary would be, but there are actually more than 640 signatures on a petition apparently started by one of you on our site to get this food policy expert into the cabinet for agriculture secretary coming up in a little while. Now, the latest pileup on the unemployment line, Citigroup employees, as the banking giant has just announced 53,000 job cuts worldwide. So let's say you're newly unemployed. You do what any eager job seeker does. You update your resume, unpack your navy and charcoal interview suits, make some calls, and maybe sign up with an employment agency. But have you checked whether that agency is legit? New York City's Department of Consumer Affairs announced that last week it shut down three employment agencies and issued fines to others after conducting an 18-month investigation into what it calls predatory practices. Consumer Affairs Commissioner Jonathan Mintz headed up the investigation, and he joins us now. Commissioner, thanks so much for coming back on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
So Mayor Bloomberg said last week that half of the employment agencies licensed in New York City used deceptive or illegal practices. What sort of practices are you talking about?
That's right. The mayor talked about the sweep that we did over the course of the last year, where we took a look at everybody's contracts, went undercover, and took a look at some of their sales practices and found really a disturbing level of noncompliance. In many disturbing cases, people would walk in and they would have a conversation in Spanish and then be handed a contract that they didn't understand in English. In some cases, they were asked to sign blank contracts. They were asked to put fees up front, which were illegal. They came back for refunds when there was, in fact, no job there and they couldn't get their refunds back. Sort of a series of very disturbing practices. So that's what led to this large sweep.
And half of licensed unemployment agencies? I mean, that makes it sound like a systemic problem, a problem with the industry itself.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and that's why this department moved from going after one agency or another that really rose to the top of the trouble list and instead decided to go industry-wide. Because, now, look, in many cases you have employment agencies that were getting it wrong but weren't necessarily engaged in purposeful fraud. Several agencies were engaged in purposeful fraud. We went after all of them. A few of them we had to shut their doors down, and I think that's the ultimate message when you're holding a license. And with a lot of others, what we did is we said, look, a lot of you have your contracts wrong. A lot of you are making mistakes about the way that you're dealing with your clients. So here's what we're going to do. We offered this mass settlement. You pay $500. We had mandatory retraining of these agencies. We hauled them in here and sat them down for a couple of hours and made it very clear. We gave them signs and model contracts and set them out there to go do it right the next time. Unfortunately, when we did a compliance check afterwards, we found a couple of them did not take the warning seriously. The mayor showed this great undercover video that we did regarding a place called Dahlia Service Agency in Brooklyn, where once again, somebody walked in. That was one of our inspectors. They said they couldn't speak English. They weren't very skilled. They were from Colombia. And these people tried to take advantage of them. Oh, here, sign this. You don't need to understand it. Trust me, we all speak Spanish. Not good.
We can take a few phone calls for Jonathan Mintz, the New York City Consumer Affairs Commissioner. Your experiences with employment agencies or any questions that you have about employment agencies, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Call in right now because we only have a few minutes for this. But your stories of or questions about employment agencies, 212-433-WNYC, or post your comment or question to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. With the current downturn, Commissioner, city officials estimate the loss of between 145,000, maybe 165,000 jobs. We can only hope it even stops there. Do you expect to see more predatory agencies and predatory practices spreading out from some of these low-end fields like the domestic work you were talking about?
Yeah, it's not a good combination. There's no question. You know, as times get tougher, as more and more people are looking for work, and you combine that with a real sense of disempowerment, particularly to some of the newest New Yorkers and immigrants who feel like even if they find themselves in trouble, that there's no place for them to go to get help. And so one of the points that the mayor stressed was that we were not interested in immigration status. We were not interested in how it is you ended up finding that you had a problem in an employment agency. We can help. We are helping. And you should not feel like you have no recourse.
Are there red flags that job seekers should look for when signing up with an agency? For example, is it customary to pay a fee or leave a deposit when signing up, or any other red flags?
Yeah, that's exactly the right question. There are definitely some red flags. First and foremost, if they don't have a consumer affairs license. So you can check online, you can call 311. If they don't have a license, walk out and call us, or at least walk out. But other red flags are exactly what you say. If they're having a conversation with you in one language and they hand you a contract in another, that's a huge red flag. If they ask you to pay a fee up front, big red flag. If you give them money and they don't give you a receipt, huge red flag. All of those signals tell you that you're not dealing with a reputable agency, that you should protect yourself and go to one that is going to help you get a job. And if you have found yourself in trouble, as unfortunately many New Yorkers have, you should call us and help. Listen, we put together an $80,000 restitution fund from a lot of these folks, and only about half of the consumers have claimed that money. So people really are leery of turning to the government and saying, I think I got in trouble here. Can you help me out? But we're trying.
And by the way, with the work you've done on this, we have posted a link to your Department of Consumer Affairs document, What You Need to Know About Employment Agencies, on our website. So you can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show.
That's great. We've got it in about 8 different languages, so hopefully we can help you out there.
That's great. The Department of Consumer Affairs, What You Need to Know About Employment Agencies, on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Mohammed in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mohammed.
Good morning, Mr. Lehr. How are you?
Okay.
And my greeting to your guest as well. As I was telling the young lady that answered the call, is that I haven't had that kind of experience, thank God, with employment agency as of yet. But what I did have is that I've been bombarded with email communication from companies asking me. Their message, it started out with, "Hello, Mr. Sadiq, that's my last name. We have, we had recently come across your resume on CareerBuilder, and we'll love to retain you for a full-time employment position. However, we need basic information from you. We need your accounting, bank account information, Social Security, and date of birth, so we can deposit your commission and salary directly. And all that I'll be doing for them is I'll be selling jewelry via the internet." So, I mean, again, you know, it's really hard to fool New Yorkers. But as I recall my father's adage, is that you really can only fool a smart person. A dumb person, it'd be very difficult to pull a fast one on. So I guess my advice to everyone out there is you gotta be vigilant. You know, you can't be naive. And if it sounds good to be true, it's because it is good to be true.
It is too good to be true. Now, you say this scam company saw your resume on Monster.com and contacted you that way?
They contacted me via email. They sent me a message.
Now, how would they even get to that, Commissioner?
Well, people get email addresses all sorts of ways, including randomly. But I think Mr. Sadiq raises a great point, which is that not only can you sometimes run into trouble when you go looking for help, but sometimes trouble comes looking for you. And as the economy gets a little bit tougher, people are going to start to get a little bit more aggressive in the ways that they prey on people. And reaching out to somebody and saying you need identifying information over the internet, you know, absolutely never do it.
Right.
That is a huge red flag, whether it's about employment, whether it's about some $10 million trust fund from somebody who's dying of cancer in Mozambique, you know, all of those different kinds of frauds you should stay far away from.
And if people are more desperate for work now, they're going to be more vulnerable to that kind of scam. Lee in Manhattan, we have about 20 seconds for you. Hi, Lee.
I just was wondering, I worked in this industry 40 years ago, and I ended up testifying against my employer because of what he was doing to people, applicants looking for positions. And I was wondering if today, does the anticipated employee pay up front, or does the employer pay some kind of an agency commission up front?
Yeah, Commissioner, do you know, is it always one or the other?
It's a good question. It's not always one or the other. The basic rule of thumb, the basic red flag, is that you should not be paying something up front. And if you were asked to pay something up front and there's anything else connected, there's no contract, the contract's in the wrong language, there's no receipt, you show up the next day and it turns out there's really no job, any of those combination of circumstances tell you there's a problem.
You only pay, really, if you get a job, right? And then it's supposed to come out of your payroll checks, I think.
That's absolutely right. You should not be paying if you don't get a job. And rarely should you ever be paying up front.
We have 1 minute left. Even if they're not breaking the law, how do we know what employment agencies are worth anyone's time?
Listen, you can call, people can call Consumer Affairs, they can call 311, and we can give complaint histories after confirming that, in fact, they're licensed.
But I mean, just in terms of the usefulness, are there certain, you know, kinds of jobs that are best to get through employment agencies?
I think employment agencies tend to cater to more hands-on type of work, and that can be great. And listen, there are a bunch of employment agencies out there, as the mayor said, that are doing a terrific and important job helping connect people to work. So I think that if people just keep those red flags in mind and feel comfortable walking away or asking for help when there's a problem, then they really then they can enjoy those that are out there doing a good job.
All right. New York City Consumer Affairs Commissioner Jonathan Mintz. We have link to his document, everything you need to know about employment agencies, on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.